Municipal officials in small townships and bigger cities are all reacting to the rising floodwaters in many parts of the Northeast. Is this a one-off, or can we expect more serious floods in the future? Slobodan Simonovic thinks it's the latter, and he says we all need to prepare. Simonovic is a professor emeritus in civil engineering at Western University and a director with the Institute for Catastrophic Loss Reduction. We spoke earlier about flooding.
Canada is not very well prepared for what we are experiencing right now and what we will be experiencing, I think, in the future. My kind of key point is that we are definitely facing the consequences of changing climate, and not only changing climate, but combination of the changing climate with the kind of increased vulnerability. Land use change, urbanization is coming into the picture, the concentration of the population, migrations and so on, they're all factors which kind of together with the physical side that comes from the climate change are contributing to increase in flood damages.
Give me an example of something that you've actually seen.
One of the ways how we observe already the impacts of climate change is in the increase of the intensity and frequency of the extreme events. Now look at the Quebec today. I think they were reporting about the consequences of the current event, and they've been experiencing in the last 10 years. Four of these rare type of events. That's a major kind of increase in frequency. Intensity is observed. I mean, you guys experienced the kind of rainfall events in Alaska, you know, few days that are definitely showing much more intense rainfall falling down in a very short period of time. So when you kind of combine this increase in frequency and the kind of magnitude, that is, you know, the consequence. The consequence is what we are experiencing.
How should we be designing our communities differently based on that?
There are three kind of key ways how we try to respond to flood events. One is through, you know, provide the protection, usually kind of engineering type of measures, to the properties and locations which are already kind of populated. We can build dikes, we can build reservoirs and retention basins and, you know, other tools that may be helping us store the water and minimize the kind of immediate impact. The other two measures are more kind of looking forward and use, for example, the nature-based solutions to minimize the consequence of the very intense rainfall event. You know, preserve the green areas, increase the infiltration wherever it's possible, and, you know, and type of measures like that. And the third one is very important, and that's a kind of assessment of risk and understanding the risk we, or, you know, each of us is kind of potentially exposed to. The prediction is that, you know, this increase in frequency and intensity is going, you know, to further increase. There are tools like, you know, climate models that are predicting the future extreme events, and they're all showing the, you know, same direction. More frequently occurring, more severe events.
And you're arguing we're not taking this seriously enough, or we're not preparing for it. Why do you think that is? Is it just because it is unknown, that we don't know whether or not it's going to happen?
I'm not completely sure. I mean, there are, you know, potentially a couple of reasons. First, one is that you know, kind of maintenance and design of the infrastructure, or the criteria for the design of infrastructure, are changing, and you know, the traditional practice is to stay and, you know, minimize that change. I don't think this is acceptable way to go. The other factors are that we are still putting considerable pressure on the floodplains. You have currently 1.5 million homes out of altogether in Canada, we have approximately 17 million homes. 1.5 million is in the floodplain. 80% of our land, cities, under the cities, is floodplain. That means that, you know, the level of exposure is extremely high, and that's, you know, what I think is not taken very seriously into consideration when we are now building new infrastructure. And it's obviously a problem when the old or the already in place infrastructure is exposed to these events for which it is not designed for.
But you really expect people to move at this point?
That is one. That's one of the possible measures. However, this is a very unpopular measure, and you know, no government is kind of raising that question.
Do you think individuals should take some action to address this, or is it up to governments to?
Definitely, there is a space for a kind of integrated approach where I think everyone should take the blame. I mean, we have a very serious situation. I mean, if you look at the financial consequences, annual insured damage from floods in Canada is around $800 million. That is a very high number, and this is insured. And they say for every dollar insured, $2 are not insured. That means the damage is even more high. We had a 2024, the year with $8.5 billion damage from, you know, natural disasters, where the kind of three of them were floods. And that, you know, these numbers are very clearly sending the message that we need to change and improve our preparedness. We need to properly assess the risk and communicate that risk, and then, you know, come up with the solutions that will be minimizing that risk.
Well, I appreciate you sharing a bit this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Marcus.
That is Slobodan Simonovic, Professor Emeritus in Civil Engineering at Western University and a director with the Institute for Catastrophic Loss Reduction. If you're facing flooding right now here in the Northeast, maybe you've got a story to tell about past springs. Maybe you have taken some action to deal with it in the future. You can text me. I'd like to hear from you. You can text us at 249-377-4153. 249-377-4153, or give us a call on TalkBack, 1-800-461-1138.